Greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again.
A child was one day playing with a valuable vase when he put his hand into it and could not withdraw it. His father, too, tried to get it out, but all in vain. They were talking of breaking the vase, but the father said, "Now, my son, make one more try. Open your hand and hold your fingers out straight, as you see me doing, and then pull." To his astonishment, the little fellow said, "Oh, no. I couldn't put my fingers out like that, for if I did, I would drop my penny." Many are like that today, holding on to earth's penny and not thinking of eternity for even a moment.
Today, as God can see, if all the clouds should roll away, the shadows flee, our present griefs we would not fret, each sorrow we would soon forget, for many joys are waiting. Know beyond today, as God doth know, why dearest treasures pass away, and tears must flow, and why the darkness leads to light, why dreary paths will soon grow bright. Someday life's wrongs will be made right. Faith tells us so.
And now we're going to open the sacred scriptures to the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 13. The Lord Jesus continues to talk about the future to his disciples. "And you must pray that your flight may not be in winter, for those will be the days of distress, such as has not been since the beginning of creation till now, and can never be again. And there would have been no hope left for any human creature if the Lord had not cut those days short. But he has cut the days short for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen. At such a time, if a man tells you, 'See, here is Christ,' or 'See, he is there,' do not believe him. There will be false Christs and false prophets who will rise up and show signs and wonders, so that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. But you must be on your guard. Behold, I have given you warning of it all." How wonderful of the Lord Jesus to warn the disciples, to tell them about the things that were coming in the future. You know, we have these same things written down in the Bible so we can read. Let's not be so busy holding on to earth's penny that we neglect to open the scriptures and read. We read a few verses here on this morning program, but we hope you'll take time later in the day to read more from God's Word.